There's a brilliant letter about somebody who heard somebody else at Oxford United this season shouting out, "Oh, come on, Oxford, don't be so blasé.
Don't be so blasé, yeah.
Okay, well, this is Owen White, who said he's seen that letter and said, "Well, I think I've done something much, much worse."
Mm-hmm.
"When I was a kid, probably 8 or 9, he said, I used to go and watch my local non-league team, Hillingdon Borough, quite a big team. I used to go with my friend and his dad. Now, probably out of sheer boredom, my friend's dad decided to extract some enjoyment at my expense. Owen, he said, when our team goes up the other end, I want you to shout out, 'Strive diligently, Borough.'"
No!
"Strive diligently. Now, being an obedient child, I did what I was told, as loud as I could." Now, you have to remember, there can't be more than 50 spectators in this match, so even 8-year-old's weedy cries could be heard perfectly clearly loudly. Then he reads it and goes, "Strive diligently, Borough." And so on. The mate's dad allows him to do this throughout the 90 minutes and falls down laughing every time he does it. And of course, a lot of the other players, one or two of the players and the crowd, according to this, were also starting to look at him by the end of it.
I like it.
Drive diligently,
a crowd would have taken that out.
Yeah.
And put the kid right.
I
notice isn't the Leicestershire accent coming up. I know it isn't. But it is an absolute replica of what I heard when I was about 10 or 11 years old. We played Leicester, or a big time team then, Peter Rodriguez, much bigger than they are now. Peter Rodriguez is playing from etc. etc.
One of the earliest football moustaches.
Of course, yes. And who's the other one? The other Nash.
Nish.
David Nish.
And was Steve Whitworth playing as well?
Of course, David Nish. Nish. Nish at Tola. It's the Nish man. So the Nish man was out there, and I was sitting in the newly put in seat to me. I was about 10 or 11, and the Millwall goalkeeper is probably Laurie Leslie then. Bounced the ball against a retreating Leicester forward as he walked away. He really banged it and got it back again. And the Leicester supporter stood up behind us, and this isn't the Leicester accent, but it's exactly what he said. "Hey, you great big duck duck's egg." That's what he said. "Hey, you great big duck duck's egg." And I thought, a great big, I mean, I was used to, you know, first of all, fourth right language, you want it, but a great big duck duck's egg. And so that goes along with strive diligently, Barra.
Ducks is very, very, very Leicester. I went to college in Leicester, and everybody, bus Leicester, will say, that'll be 20 pence for ducks.
Oh, ducks is very Leicester. Oh, well, there it is. And the only other, I don't know, we're drifting away from the World Cup there. But I do remember my dad having been working on a brandy boat in the morning. He won't need reminding of it. He knows we can talk about now. He stood up about 11 minutes ago, as I remember. Said, "Why don't you blow that whistle?" "Whistle?" "And I that for the next 10 games, you got your whistles, Fred?" "I didn't say you did." "You said, why didn't you blow that whistle?" "Yes, you did."